Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are so blessed this morning. We are so grateful unto our Father for being so gracious to us, allowing us to see this day. What an awesome day, extraordinary day, a marvelous day, a day full of life, peace, joy, and love, the love of God. We thank him and praise him, and we give him glory and honor because we know that no one could have woke us up this morning but God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. This is Reverend Prophetess Stephen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for being our Father, and we're just so grateful for you this morning. Everyone that's on by the way of the internet, those that's on by the way of the phone line, God bless you this morning. We're going to go into our word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you this morning. Give you glory and honor for being such an awesome wonder. You are so great to us, God. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you have done. We come to you with praises and thanksgiving, with admiration and worship, oh, God. Because we know that you are so good to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing our minds and our hearts and our souls this morning, keeping us from seen and unseen danger, God. Oh God, we are so grateful this morning because we know that it could have been any other way, but because of your power, your goodness, your love, your mercy, oh God, your protection, oh God, we are kept and sustained by the hands of the Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you and magnify you for how you watch over us throughout the night, throughout the day, God, constantly loving on us, constantly blessing us, constantly, oh, God, showing us your goodness, your loving kindness, and your tender mercies. Oh, God, we are so blessed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to be able to experience your presence every moment of our life. We are so blessed that we can call upon you and know that you will answer. We are so blessed, God, because you, oh God, are our Father. You are our miracle worker. You are our sign and wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you live inside of us. We are so blessed, oh God, because we got the King of glory in us, the great I am. We got life and deliverance inside of us. We got peace inside of us. We got joy inside of us, God. We thank you that we are conscious to who lives inside of our temples, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you for the washing of the blood, oh God, washing away every ungodly thought, every ungodly way, God. We thank you for new hearts and new minds and new, oh God, outlook, oh God, new, oh God, language of the kingdom, oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, we thank you that this day has been submitted in your hand, and Lord, this day is full of blessings and opportunities and open doors and favor and more than enough, God, we are just so blessed, oh God, by you, and Lord, we give you glory and honor for what you are doing and how you are moving by your power and your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, God, and bless your name, Father, for, oh, God, your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God. Oh, God, that even those that tune in by the way of the internet, the way of the phone lines, oh, God, that you would, oh, God, keep them and sustain them. Take them up higher to higher heights, sis. Deeper depths in you, God, and show them your goodness, and show them your loving kindness, and show them, oh God, your, oh God, power, oh God, in every aspect of their life, oh God. I decree and declare open doors for them, oh God, and supernatural resources, and more than enough, I decree and declare restoration to every aspect of their life, oh God. Lord, we thank you because you're not a God that you should lie. You have shown us your goodness, my God, time after time after time again. Oh God, we are so conscious into who it is we serve. We are conscious of your power. We are alive of your power. We are alive in your power, God. Oh God, we are so ever conscious to your faithfulness, your loving kindness, oh God. We are conscious, oh God, to your presence. So Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for those that you are touching behind the prison walls. Oh God, how you are moving throughout the atmosphere this morning, how you are changing and shifting minds and shifting lives, and oh God, changing stories and rewriting stories, and oh God, reinventing lives. Oh God, on today, we, oh God, are so ever grateful and thankful that you said no man can come except you draw, and we know that you're drawing many out of darkness into your mother's life. We are grateful and thankful, God, that in the name of Jesus, you hear the hearts and the cries, oh God, of your people, oh God, and you're a God that is at hand. You are right there, omnipresent, oh God, breathing life into your people, waking your people, oh God, out of their sleeping slumber, oh God, out of the grave, oh God, Lord God, of oppression. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you because we can see you doing wonders this morning. Oh, God, we can see people being delivered from drugs, being delivered from death, being delivered from depression, being delivered, oh, God, from anxiety. We see them whole. We see through the eyes of the kingdom. Lord, we have been discussing, oh, God, the whole mind, the mind of Christ, the original state, oh, God, before, oh, God, sin came into the world. We, oh, God, have been meditating on the mind of Christ, that mind that was in Christ Jesus, the mind of the kingdom. And Father, we thank you that you are taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you. We are walking in expectation. We are thanking you and magnifying you for the victory. The victory for our youth. The victory for your servants in the Lord, your, oh God, men servants, your women servants, your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your apostles, your bishops, oh God, your praise and worship singers, your, oh, God, prayer warriors, oh, God, the watchmen on the walls, the prophets, oh, God, just, oh, God, we thank you for a mighty revival sweeping throughout the nations, oh, God. We thank you for walking in our God-given identity, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for being glorified. You are glorified when we are walking in our God-given identity, when we are walking in the power that you have invested in us, oh, God. And Lord, we speak to every dream, and we speak to destiny, and we speak to purpose, and we decree and declare it to, oh God, be us, oh God, that we are our purpose, we are destiny, we are who it is that you have called and destined for us to be. We thank you for stripping our minds, oh God, from ignorance and lies and plots and schemes and plans of the enemy, oh God, that you would, oh God, go in our conscience, oh God, and that you would go into the depths of our souls, and that you would break off everything that don't belong, oh God, all the wounds and the pain of the past, and oh God, the brokenness, oh God, we thank you that you are the potter, we are the clay, and you're shaping and making and molding us and taking off what don't belong, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that we arise in power, we arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, in our original state, oh God, we thank you that that old man has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We thank you, God, that we are waking up, oh God, into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you didn't call us to be, oh, God, powerless people, but you called us to be people of power and dominion and demonstration of your kingdom, the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, oh, God. And we thank you this morning that we walk in that power. We embrace the power of the new man that you have called and created us to be, oh, God. We're no longer walking around with a defeated mindset, oh, God, a victim mindset, but understand that we are victorious because you have given us the power to triumph over the plots and plans and schemes and tactics of the evil one, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, be glorified in the mind of your people. We got a mind of excellency because we are in the kingdom. come, and we are clothed in righteousness. We are clothed in the righteousness of God. We are clothed in the mind of God. We are clothed in the name of Jesus, of that good news, that we don't have to be in the grave, of that old man no more, of that past, of that trauma, of those memories of what happened and what they did and how they said or what they said. We don't have to live there no more, but we thank you that our address have changed and you have accepted us in the beloved. You have accepted us into the kingdom. Oh God, you have accepted us as your beloved, as your royal priesthood, as your holy nation, as ambassadors. Oh God, and we thank you this morning that you have adopted us. We're no longer walking around any alienated, oh God, from your kingdom, but you have accepted us in. And Lord, we thank you for this invitation that we said yes to. And now we are walking in our God-given inheritance that you have given to us as sons and daughters of God. Lord, I thank you, God, for the awakening, oh God, for the minds and the hearts of your people. I thank you, Lord God, and magnify you that you said if we want to see something change, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we just got to open up our mouth and speak and declare with us, saith the Lord. You said decree a thing, and it shall be established. Oh, God, so we decree this morning that we are walking in our blessed place. We are whole, mended in every aspect of our life, nothing broken. Nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, hindering us. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. We are walking as victorious soldiers. And Lord, we thank you this morning that you have caused your blessings to rain upon us. We thank you for restoration, restoring the years with the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for total restoration. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your comfort, for your love. Oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are protected. We are shielded, oh God, from every, oh God, attacking scheme of the evil one. Oh God, our minds are whole. Our minds, oh God, meditate on kingdom thoughts in the name of Jesus, God. We don't live in old places because we are too busy celebrating the new place that we are in. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the rest of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, we thank you this morning for what you have given to us, oh God. We don't walk around in insecurity, but we walk around in our new identity, oh God, bold, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, with our mouth filled up, oh God, everything that you have spoken over us and what you have said to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we don't walk around with the past in our mouth, but we walk in our presence. We live in our presence, oh God. We live, oh God, in this day that you have made, oh God. And Lord, we rejoice in this day and we praise you in it. Because we understand that this is a gift that you have given to us. Oh, God, and we treasure this gift. We are conscious to this gift. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you gave us another day, oh, God, to display your glory, to display your power, to display the kingdom, to be a witness of you in the earth. And, Lord, we thank you for this gift, oh, God. And, Lord, we will not fail to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praises. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank the Lord this morning, and we give him glory and honor for an awesome day in the Lord. Hallelujah, God. This morning, we are going to talk about 5 steps to renewing your mind. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. What does your stream of conscience sound like? What is the things that's going on in your mind? What does it sound like? There are words floating through our minds at all times. Some are good and purposeful, and others are not. Our mental capacity to glory to God, hear from God, is so powerful. And we thank God and magnify God that God wants us to contain his word and not the babbling of our past. He wants us to meditate on what it is that he has given to us as sons and daughters of God. We want to ask the Lord, this is step one, ask the Lord to guide and direct your mind. Our mind is a place of our intelligence and reasoning and intuition. Our behavior begins in our mind, and our minds is where spiritual transformation happens. Romans 12:2. The object of my regular thinking will determine how my day, year, and ultimately my life play out. Everything starts in the mind. Too often, we simply don't bother to ask from the Lord protection, direction, oversight of our mind. From now on, we will do our best to start our day with a simple prayer. Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, keep my mind firmly set where you want it to be focused today. Hallelujah. That's step one. Step two, recognize the source of self-focus and self-defeating thoughts. Given that my behavior begins in my mind, and my mind is where spiritual transformation happens, is it any surprise that the adversary wants to mess with my thinking? It must be his favorite first attempt to distract and disarm Christians, and it usually works. Thank you, Jesus. I have experienced periods of mental oppression that seemed almost physical, a feeling of heaviness accompanied by self-defeated thoughts. Most of the time I realize that I'm engaging in spiritual battle of some sort, but I cannot immediately free myself of it. I pray, confess, I read the word of God, I pray some more. It should be noted that in my case, this is not clinical depression. If it were, I would seek medical treatment. Eventually, my mind is glory to God, is being plagued by these different thoughts. But we have to constantly recognize the source of self-focus and self-defeated thoughts. And as God says in his word, we have to cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that will try to exhort itself against the knowledge and the power of God. And that's where step three coming at. We replace self-focused thinking with a God-focused mindset. Hallelujah, God, by going into the Word of God and reading the Word of God and meditating on what it is that God has said in his Word. Glory to the Lamb of God. And as we meditate on what God has said in his Word, we're renewing our minds and washing our minds, and we are replacing self-focused thinking with a God-focused mindset. So we won't walk around in depression. We won't walk around in fear. We won't walk around in doubt. We won't walk around, glory to God, like we don't have power, because we understand that God has given us power and he has given us authority. And we want to walk in that God-given authority and that God-given power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we have to replace those thoughts with a mindset, God's mindset. Now, God says in Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to be in the Word of God in order to see the manifestation of what it is that we are trusting God for. The Word of God gives us faith. It gives us hope. It gives us a new picture in our minds. Thank you, Jesus. So we won't be defeated by the pictures of our past. And so in order for us to walk in the new mindset that only comes from Christ, we have to flood ourselves with the Word of God. Step four. Rest in the truth that you are accepted in Jesus Christ. I pray for the Lord to protect my mind and help me recognize the enemy and work to keep my mind focused on God. Sometimes I will be successful and sometimes I will not be. Over time, it will be more often than the former. Amen. Accepting and resting in the truth that we are accepted in Christ. Do not allow the enemy to bring forth condemnation making you depressed and making you feel like you're not worthy of the love of God. 1 Peter 1:5, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are at peace with God. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the more we meditate on God's word, the more we, glory to God, seek the word of God, the more we trust in God, the more we be at rest in the word of God. In Christ, we are free from accusation. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And what does that mean? We're in Christ when we're in his word. And there will be no condemnation. There will be no, glory to God, no accusations that the enemy can bring our way, because we are in God's word. And we're allowing God's word to rule and reign in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. In Christ, we are children of God and heirs along with Jesus. The Spirit himself be a witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and as children and heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, Romans 8:16-17. Our identity in Jesus Christ is the center fact that influences our prayers, circumstances, and determines our internal future. And it is available by faith alone. Don't doubt, don't wonder or question. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so this is so important for us to have a change mindset. We can't sit with negative people all day and think that something beautiful is going to come out of that. We have to learn to cut things off that's going to pollute our minds, that's going to pollute our vision, that's going to cause us not to see clear the way that God wants us to see. We have to stay in things that give life. God's word gives life. Healthy conversations bring life. But if we are always sitting down and we are talking about what we've been through, what happened to us, nobody cares, nobody loves us, we're not loved, that means that we're not in the word of God. We're not meditating on the word of God. We're not meditating on what sort of things are pure and good and lovely and a good report. We're not meditating on what it is that God has said and what it is that he has. And that's not what God has for us as sons and daughters of God. He don't have that for us. He has, glory to God, life for his children. But we have to want to live in that life. You see, if anyone can say I'm saved and still live in bondage, but that's not how God wants us to live as believers. He don't want us to live, glory to God, in bondage. When we believe and we are believers, we're believing in, you know, who we serve. And so it's important to believe everything that God has said about us. If God said that we are children and we are blessed with God and, you know, we're the head and not the tail and we're above and not beneath and we're the lender and not the bar, we have to take those thoughts. Man, we might have been in a family of abuse for years and we might have been shaped in different things and people have said different things about us and they spoke different things about us, but it's up to us to cast those things down and realize that what God is saying to us is just like when glory to God, the serpent was in the garden. He said to Adam and Eve and spoke lies to them and deceived them. He said, who told you that? Who told you that? That's a lie. Who told you that you was naked? Who told you that you don't got power? Who told you wasn't good enough? Who told you was ugly? Who told you that you would never amount to nothing? Who told you that you can't get out of that situation? Who told you that? And why are you still thinking about it when I came and told you the truth? See, when we know the truth, we live in what we know because we're confident in it. But when we're not confident in it, we listen to those other voices, which keeps us held back. It keeps us in that atmosphere. It keeps us in that memory of what God came to deliver us from. It's like the answer is right before us to live a victorious life. But if we don't accept it or pick it up and say, Lord, I believe it, I accept it, I'm taking it, then we'll keep living in a prison of our past. And where do we live in that prison at? In our minds. See, this is why God came, glory to God, to give us his word, because he wants to change our minds. He wants us to be not even changed, but transformed. He wants to reinvent us. He wants to show us who we really are. Not the pain, that the different things that hurt us in in life, but he came to show us who we really are. And when he shows us these things, he wants us to embrace them. He wants us to live in them. He don't want to show it to us, and then we just sit back and say, no, but they said. But they said this, and they said that. And he said, but my word is the final word. Let my word be true, and every man's a lie. Because you were created by me, not by them. I know who you really are. I know what they tried to shape you in. I know what they have caused you to believe. But I'm here. I'm the Savior, and I came to save you from the lies that they told you. I came to take what they did to you and turn it into something good. I came to take all things and work it together for the good. But you have to believe me. And this is why he tells us in his word in Psalms 1, he says, you know, meditate in the word of God day and night, that you may be a tree planted by the rivers of living waters, so he could constantly clean us and purify us. Every time those thoughts come up, every time those different memories come up, every time that trauma come up, Jesus, we write in the water. We write in his word. We are being fed by him. We are living by his instructions, his guidance, his leading, his protection. We are living by what it is that he has said, because we are no longer allowing our past, glory to God, to dictate to us, or we are no longer allowing the past of what we've been through to water our roots. No, we have someone else that's watering our roots, that's watering our life, so we can have living water, so we don't have, glory to God, a dead mindset. That's a mind that just sits and go nowhere but in the past. It sits in the grave and it just remembers every bad thing that ever happened. See, God is saying this morning, wherever you're at, whatever's trying to plague your mind, whatever memory that's bringing you pain, whatever's trying to go in your mind over and over and over and over again, that don't bring good presence or a good emotional feeling or just bring joy to your life, God is saying let it go this morning. It's just plain and simple like that. Let it go. You know it don't make you feel good, but you think about it every day. You go to bed with it on your mind every day. You talk about it to your friends. Talk about it to your family members. You're spreading all of those germs to people, glory to God, that really is tired of hearing about those stinking thoughts that we have all been guilty of sharing with someone did to us. I can't believe they did this, and it happened 5 and 10 years ago. Or even if it happened last year, it hurted. It's over. Let it go, because it's keeping you back. And this is why things are not working out. Because your mind is constantly on that and not on what God has given. He has given deliverance. He has given healing. He has placed it inside of us. And what we have to do is cast all our cares to the Lord, because he cares for us. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Get back up and start living your life again. Not for them, but for God. Living your life unto God. Living your life in the peace of what it is that the Father has given to us. It's time to let go of everything. You might have didn't have good parents. You might have didn't have a good childhood. You might have been raped, molested. You might have been left for dead. You might have went through a whole bunch of things in your life. But it's time to wake up in the newness of the mindset that God has given to us, which was in Christ Jesus. You are still here. So that means that you are strong. To have to go through all of that, there is strength in you. You are still standing by the grace of God, by the mercy of God. You are still standing. As many as days that you wanted to give up, throw in a towel, didn't want to live, didn't want to see another day, you are still here. That means there's purpose on your life. You are still here to tell your story to someone that's going through what you've been through. You are here to be an inspiration that what tried to kill you could not destroy you, because God is inside of you. He kept you and held you and sustained you and mended you in the name of Jesus. He's coming, calling you to come forth and to walk in the life that he has given you. See, he restores broken things. You might have been abandoned. People might have walked out on you. Your husband might have left you. Your wife might have left you. Glory to God. And you feel like you can't go on. You can't love again. The devil is a liar. Today is a new day. You will love again. You will walk in the joy of the Lord. You will wipe the tears from your eyes. You will get up out that grave. You will be all that God has called you to be. Because I decree on this morning that your mind is being transformed even right now. You're not gonna sit in that situation no more. You're not gonna sit with those thoughts no more. But no, you're gonna break those things off of you. Amen. You're gonna sit and just let God just break it off. You're gonna give it to God, and you're gonna get up and you're gonna live again. Because life is a gift. It's a gift. And you were given this day not to be depressed, not to be excited, not to be fearful, not to be trapped by the things that you've been through, not to live in that trauma anymore, but you was given this day so you can cast those burdens to the Lord. You won't sit and carry it another day. You're not going to carry those suitcases and those loads another day, but you're going to release them today because life is calling you. Purpose is calling you. It's been waiting on you to get up. It's been waiting on you to let go of everything that tried to hold you back. It's been waiting on you to break out of that prison in your mind and to move forward in who it is that God has called and created you to be. This is your day to see change. This is your day because you know what? You have meditated on the word of God. And because you're meditating on the word of God, you are changing your mind. Your mind is being transformed in the name of Jesus. You're no longer, glory to God, living in depression and living in fear and living in doubt and living in worry and living in anxiety because you have cast those strongholds down, those vain imaginations down. You're not allowing those different things to control your thoughts anymore. As Proverbs 4:23 says, watch over your heart with all diligence. For from it flows the springs of life. You are guarding your heart. You are allowing God to clean your heart right now, and you are guarding your heart, and you are allowing God in the name of Jesus to rule and reign in your heart, to rule and reign over your mind, to rule and reign over your atmosphere, to rule and reign, glory to God, in your thoughts, in your mindset. You're allowing God to rule and reign. You're not speaking those dead things out of your mouth anymore, but what you're speaking is that you are a child of God and that you are victorious and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you're not allowing, glory to God, the thoughts of your past to rule over you anymore, because 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. Because guess what? Hallelujah, God. For the weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful. For the structures of fortress, we are, glory to God, destroying every stronghold and lawful thing that rises itself up against the knowledge and the power of God, taking every thought, cast it to the obedience of God. Guess what? Philippians 4:6-7 says, be not excited for nothing, but in everything by prayer. You are praying now. You are giving God everything. Prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Take this stuff out of me. This stuff that's poisoning me, this stuff that's keeping me up at night, causing me to have bad dreams. God, take it out. I don't want it anymore. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, God. When you give these things to God, when you allow your request to be made known unto God with thanksgiving, you give these different things, these different burdens, these different trials, these different issues, these different things that have been holding you back for years to God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, in the Word. Hallelujah, God. Proverbs 4:25, look your eyes. Yes, glory to God. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. In front of you. Not behind you. Not the things that happened in your past, but you're looking at what's in front of you. With that great and awesome, glory to God, sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us to get up in the newness of life. He was crucified for our sins and our transgressions. He was crucified that we may be healed and delivered and we may walk in the newness of life. And so we're not looking behind, but we're looking and having our eyes fixed straight in front of us. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, God. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we are destroying speculations and every local thing that rises up against the knowledge of God. Everything, every thought that would come in your mind that would try to say, God don't love me. How can I have went through that? How can that have happened to me? Why would he love somebody like me? You are casting that down in Jesus' name. And when those memories that want to plague your mind or come up or cause you or try to make you remember what it is that you've been through, you're saying, no, I'm here now. I'm in my newness of life. I'm not picking up that garbage. But I'm casting those cares to the Lord because he cared for me. And what's in front of me is greater than anything I've ever been through. My God is faithful. He's strong. And he's mighty. And he brought us through all of those things that we had to go through. It might have looked ugly. It didn't look pretty. It hurted and caused us to cry, stay up at night, sometimes lose sleep, but we're here now. And we made it through a fire. We didn't get burned up. We walked through the water. We didn't drown. We're still here because of the grace of God. There's a reason to give God thanks and to keep our minds on the one that sustained us through the midst of it all. This is a day of victory. A day of joy, a day, glory to God, to reflect on all the good things that God did in the midst of all the things that we've been through. We could have been killed. We could have lost our mind. We could have been in a hospital somewhere in a coma. Well, some of us have, and God woke us up out of it. Some of us had sicknesses that God healed us from. We got so much to be grateful for. The different things that trials and the different things that we have went through in life, what it taught us, how it shaped our character, how it made us into who we are. Let's begin to look at those things in a bright way instead of a bad way. Because it all works together for the good anyway. Because we have been called according to God's purpose. And because we have been called according to God's purpose, nobody can mess with that. Nobody can defeat that. Nobody can come up against that and destroy that because when God's hands is on us, we can't be defeated. The only outcome is that we win because he has given us power to trample on demons and scorpions and all manners of evil. The outcome is that it works for us and not against us. The outcome, glory to God, if God be for us, who could be against us? He has given us supernatural strength, supernatural, glory to God, revelation, supernatural vision, supernatural, glory to God, determination. If we didn't have God, we would have been gave up. But we're so grateful that we got him on our side. And we can see that he's great in us because all the things outside of us did not destroy us because of who we have inside of us. And whether we know it or not, in the midst of this fall, we still heard God speak to us in the midst of everything that tried to tell us to give up. There was a still small voice inside that's saying that you can make it. I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
I'm your shepherd, and you shall not want.
Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm here. I'm on your side. You don't have to fear. We heard his voice in the midst of the battle. All those other voices was loud, but there was a still small voice, like my son always say. It was a still small voice speaking. We just got to listen in the midst of all the noise and hear that still small voice and stand firm on what it is that God has spoken to us and what it is that God has said to us. See, God's plan for our life is good and not of evil, but to give us an expected end. We got to expect good things. We got to expect that great things happen. Great things happen for us. Don't go through a whole bunch of trials in your life and always expect another trial to come or another situation. Start expecting good things to happen for you. Start, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, being a pleasant, kind, loving person. Don't be what you've been through. Sometimes we can go through things in life, and because our minds are not renewed and our minds are not changed, we become very bitter. You can't be blessed like that. You got to let the bitterness go. You got to let the attitude go and have an attitude of gratitude. Have an attitude of love and joy. We don't want our suffering to make us worse, but we want to be better. We want to be better in every aspect of our life. And Jesus came to make us better. We want to have compassion for other people, love for other people, joy in the midst of people. We don't want to sit down and tell people about, you know, all the different things and poor me and I can't believe I've been through it. Everybody's been through something. We're not the only one. Everybody's been suffered through something different ways, but we all been through something in life. And it's time to turn that pain into gain. Glory to the Lamb of God. Call what you've been through and how you made it through it be a blessing to someone else. You see, the suffering that Jesus went through on the cross, he didn't sit and say, oh, I can't believe I was crucified and I had to sit there and be crucified and humiliated like that. You know, I've been through all of this shame and all of this pain and all this suffering. I'm just going to get bitter. No. He thought about us. He thought about what he went through. He was going through it for someone else. And look at what he's been through. And we can understand that if God suffered through that, and he got up after all of that, we can get up too because we got up with him. He came so he can live. His spirit can live inside of us. The Holy Spirit can live in us. He came so we can have a living word, not just a spoken word, but a living word. When he got up on that third day, he got up with all power and all dominion, all glory was in his, everything was in his hands. And he tells us as sons and daughters, get up. Stop sleeping when I got up out the grave. Why are you still in it? I want you to get up in your mind. I want you to read my word. I want you to meditate on my word day and night that you may walk in my power and you may walk in my glory and you may walk in dominion and you will know who you are. You will know your God-given identity. He tells us in John 10:10, the devil comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. He came to give us abundant life. And that abundant life don't start just by us quoting his word, but it starts by us living it. It starts by us studying it. It starts by us believing it and trusting in what it is that he said in his word. That's the only way that we can walk and be transformed, as Romans 12:2 says. And do not be conformed to this world. The world worries. The world don't have no hope. They don't have glory to God in the name of Jesus. They don't have a word to live by that's a living word. All everything outside of the word is a dead word. It ain't a living word if it's not lined up to the word of God. And so God says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't sit there and be worried about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, how it's going to work out, who's going to heal you. I'm your healer. I'm your deliverer. I'm your strong power. And he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the will of God is and that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 2:8 says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, unity in spirit, and intended on the one purpose. Glory to God. Glory to God. And do nothing for selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regarding one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for yourself. Own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Glory to God in Jesus. And when we have the mindset of God and the heart of God, we're not looking out only for ourselves. We're not thinking, just of ourselves, but we know that, glory to God, that there are other people that God has attached us to that he wants to be blessed. He wants, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, to know what it is that we had suffered through and what God brought us through and how faithful he was and he is to us. And so this is important, a changed mindset. The mind is powerful. The mind is going every day, all night. It's going when we go to sleep, we're dreaming. It's going all day and all night. And this is why God tells us to take care of minds. We take care of everything else, the car, the house, our bodies, dressing, our hair. We do all of those different things, but what about the mind? Our minds need to be clothed and dressed and washed and clean. God wants us to take care of our minds. He don't want evil thoughts and all evil works to be going through our minds. And I love Jesus. You either choose life or death, good or evil. But both people can't occupy the body, the devil and God. We got to choose one. He tells us to choose you to say who we're going to serve. We're going to serve God. He wants us to serve him with our minds. He wants us to give him our minds so he can rule in our minds. He can direct our path. He can direct our, and order our steps in Jesus' name. He wants us to be disciplined, praying to him, staying in his word, believing his word, singing to him, praising him, keeping a positive atmosphere, filled with the presence of God, not getting ourselves polluted with ungodly conversations. But I don't want us to be in a light conversation and go have a dark conversation because, you know, our minds is going to shift back to a place that God don't want us to keep going back to. It's like risen in the grave, going down in the grave over and over and over again. It's not God's will. That's not something that God wants us to do. And we find ourselves doing it a lot when we, you know, don't be in the word of God. We find ourselves going back into the grave or with this one did in the grave or what that one did, and we sitting in it. And then, oh, God, why am I feeling this way? Where do you have your mind at? What are you thinking about? Because whatever you're thinking about, you're going to live in it. You're going to live in that presence. You're going to live in that atmosphere of those thoughts and everybody else that you talk to about it. So when you're talking about your past and the things that happened and you're not talking about it in a glorifying way, but you're talking about it and you're getting depressed about it, you're getting angry about it, and then you're talking about it to other people, you're dragging them in that grave with you. And we don't want to drag people in the grave or what God delivered us from, or we have to ask him to deliver us from if we're not delivered from it yet. But what we need and what we want to do is we want to bring them into the presence of God, because we know that when we go back to those places, it don't feel good to think about it or even talk about it. When you start talking about what happened and what they did, you start getting angry. And then other people is getting angry too, because they don't like the fact that it was done to you either. But it was done. And you have to release it and let it go. Forgive, and then forgive yourself, forgive others. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And even if you anger with God, forgive God and tell God, look, I was angry. I don't know why it happened. And, you know, I felt this way. You can share that with him, but you have to let it go eventually, and you have to forgive, and you have to walk into your newness of life, because you cannot take yesterday's stuff and today's stuff, because it's not going to sit there and bring no harmony, no peace. Our minds have to be lined up to the mind of Christ. Amen. Well, we're going to go into our prayer now. We truly thank God for those that's on the line, those that have called in by the way of the internet, those that have tuned in by the way of the internet, and those that have called in through the phone line. We truly are so grateful and thankful for you on this morning. Once again, we are talking about the mind, the power of the mind, in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful for God giving us a new mind through his word. And when we eat his word, our minds are transformed. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory and honor and admiration for being an awesome and extraordinary God. We know that there is truly none like you. And, Lord, we praise you because, Lord, you are so gracious and so awesome to us. And we thank you that you have given us, oh, God, a mind to praise you, a mind to worship you, a mind to magnify you, a mind to glorify you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And with this mind, God, that you have given to us, God, we thank you, Lord, for getting the glory out of our minds. Getting the glory, God, out of every last one of our thoughts in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for, Lord God, just moving, oh, God, in us and through us. And we bind up every vain imagination, every high thing, everything that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge and the power of God. Father, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we thank you for washing our conscience with your blood. Father, we don't live those places no more. But, Lord, we are living, oh, God, in your presence. We are living in your love. We are living in your peace. We are living in your joy. We are living, oh, God, in your protection, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, if you be for us, who could be against us? You are our shepherd. We shall not want, God. We thank you for your angels of protection, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You are our Father. And, Lord, you are in love with us. And, Lord, we are in love with you, God. We thank you and magnify that we can trust you. We can trust you with everything. And know, God, in the name of Jesus, you will not disappoint us. And so, Lord, I thank you that for every heart and mind that is listening to this broadcast, that you are blessing them right now. And Lord God, you are walking them into your deliverance. You're walking them into your wholeness. You're walking them into your peace. You're walking them into that new mindset. I know that they don't want to get up every morning thinking about the old things and thinking about what they've been through and thinking about what they went through. And Lord, these thoughts plague their minds and come into their minds. But Lord, I thank you for giving them the ability and the power through your word to cast down every vain imagination, every high thing that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge and the power of God. Lord, I thank you, God, and magnify you, God, for your ministering angels that even as they sleep, God, your ministering angels are ministering to their minds, ministering to their thoughts, oh God, ministering to every aspect of their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you because we know that you are worthy and you're faithful and you're not a God that you should lie on the Son of Man, that you got to repent, that you spoke it, you shall bring it to pass. And Lord, you have spoken healing and deliverance and breakthrough, miracles, signs, and wonders into the lives of your people. And Lord, we thank you because we know that you're more than able to back up your word. You're more than able to bring it to pass. And your people, I decree healing, oh God, throughout this broadcast, throughout the airwaves, healing, oh God, for mine, throughout the nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, healing, oh God, rest, oh God, peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, people's minds are being plagued so much, God, that they can't think right, oh God, they can't see right, oh God, they can't walk in a purpose, they can't walk in a destiny, but Lord, I decree and declare a new day for them, I decree a day of healing, I decree a day of change, I decree a day of breakthrough, oh God, for them on this day, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, and magnify you because I know that you are more than able to do what you have promised, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You have your hands on your people, oh God, in the name, you have your hands on your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I thank you and magnify you and give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for a new day for them, oh God. I bind suicide, anxiety, trauma of the past, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, every dead thought, every weight, and every sin that was just so easy but set them, I decree and declare a new direction. I decree and declare, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are giving them instructions and you are downloading into them, God, your healing power, oh God, you are downloading into them a new mind and a new heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every broken place, oh God, in every place where they've been abandoned and rejected and left for dead, I thank you for rescuing, Daddy, that they will feel your love, they will feel your joy, they will feel your compassion, they will feel your rest, they will feel, God, your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that they will walk in your healing, they will walk in your deliverance, oh God, I decree the shackles off their minds, oh God, and in the name of Jesus, God, every place that they are leaking, oh God, every place that, of the brokenness that causing them to leak out, oh God, that pain and leak out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, the traumas of what happened to them, I thank you, God, that you would, oh God, take out that pain, take out that poison, take out everything that's affecting their life, God. And Lord, I decree wholeness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shackle off their mind, every shackle, oh God, off their, oh God, their creativity, off their purpose, off their destiny, oh God, yes, it happened, oh God, yes, it was painful, but this is a new day, God, they will not let, oh God, what happened to them keep them in the prison of their minds, because they cannot be all that you have called and created them to be, oh God, this is a new day, God, and they're walking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you that no longer would they live with the demons of their mothers and the demons of their fathers and the demons of what it is that was spoken over them and to them, God, that those walls, oh God, are falling off of them. The walls of Jericho is falling off, and they are coming up out of that prison of their mind, God. They are stepping into the newness of life. They are stepping into their wholeness. They are stepping into their victory. They are stepping into their joy. They are stepping into their success. They are stepping in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. They are stepping in out of all that stuff, oh God, that tries to hold them back. And they are stepping in, God, in the name of Jesus, into their new life, God. They're taking on those great clothes, and they're putting on the robe of righteousness, oh God. They're putting on that mind of peace, and oh God, they're putting on the shoes, oh God, of the preparation of the gospel of peace. They're putting on, oh God, truth, and oh God, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah, God, for their transformation, God. For their transformation, Father, you are reinventing their life. I don't care who said they would never be this and they would never be that. You know how to deal and you know how to give surprises, oh God. I thank you that you would even, oh God, cause their enemies to be surprised because you are making their life a wonder to many. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are making their life a wonder that you will cause them not only, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus, to read your word, but Lord, they would experience it and they would walk in a miracle manifestation of your word, the miracle manifestation of your power, the miracle manifestation of your glory in the name of Jesus, God, the same God over Job, it's the same God over us, and you are. If you do it for one, you'll do it for all that believe in you. And Lord, we thank you this morning that I decree and declare a blessing upon your people, a restoration of healing, of deliverance, of creativity of mind, of inventive ideas. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I decree that the chains and shackles are falling off right now. Thank you, Lord, that they're rising in power. They're rising in strength. They're rising in anointing. They're rising, God, as they pray into the newness of life. And Lord, we thank you for restoration for families, restoration for sons and daughters, restoration for fathers and sons. God, thank you for restoration, restoration in families, restoration for marriages, restoration of joy, restoration of love, restoration of peace, restoration of deliverance, restoration of creativity, restoration upon your people. Lord, I thank you, God, that we will no longer look for or expect bad things to happen. Oh, God, but when we rise up in the morning, we expect good things are supposed to happen for me. I expect good things to happen for me. I deserve good things to happen for me because God gave his only begotten son for me in the name of Jesus that I may be free from all oppression. And, Lord, I thank you and magnify you that your people are walking bold into who it is that you have called them to be. I bind them every, oh, God, spirit of insecurities and, oh God, every spirit, oh God, of depression, I decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God that victory, yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, yes, Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, God, victory, my God, belongs to your children, healing is the children's bread, my God, we thank you, God, and magnify you that we are walking in the victory of the Almighty God. We cannot, will not, shall not be stopped because God is inside of us, amen, glory to the Lamb of God, and Lord, we thank you, God, that you caused us to win, my God, I thank you for a victorious mindset, I decree that you will rule over our thoughts because we invite you to, rule in our hearts, oh God, rule in our mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will lift up a standard in our mouth, a standard in our minds, a standard in our hearts against him in the name of Jesus, which is your word, and Father, we give you glory and honor for what you have and what you are doing by it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray and we count these things done. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank him and praise him for what he has done and what he is doing all today. We give God all the glory and honor. We love you. God bless you richly. We will be back on tomorrow at 9:30. Eastern Standard Time, 213-943-3365. God bless you. Enjoy this day knowing that God is on your side. Hallelujah.